On more accounts than one, a pity it is that the whale does not possess this prehensile virtue in his tail, for I have heard of yet another elephant that, when wounded in the fight, curved round his trunk and extracted the dart. Fourth, stealing unawares upon the whale in the fancied security of the middle of solitary seas, you find him unbent from the vast corpulence of his dignity, and kitten-like he plays on the ocean as if it were a hearth. But still you see his power in his play. The broad palms of his tail are flirted high into the air, then smiting the surface, the thunderous concussion resounds for miles. You would almost think a great gun had been discharged, and if you notice the light wreath of vapor from the spiracle at his other extremity, you would think that that was the smoke from the touch-hole. Fifth, as in the ordinary floating posture of the Leviathan, the flukes lie considerably below the level of his back, they are then completely out of sight beneath the surface, but when he is about to plunge into the deeps, his entire flukes with at least 30 feet of his body are tossed erect in the air, and so remain vibrating a moment, till they downward shoot out of view. Excepting the sublime breach, somewhere else to be described, this peaking of the whale's flukes is perhaps the grandest sight to be seen in all animated nature.